The seed of every sin known to man is in my heart. Those were the words proclaimed by the great Scottish pastor and writer Robert Murray McShaney, and echoed by John Owen, a 17th century English theologian. We're capable of every sin, and that fact should result in deep humility and dependence. When a Pharisee named Simon criticized Jesus for allowing a prostitute to anoint him with expensive perfume and wipe his feet with her tears and the hair of her head, our Lord told a story to drive home an unforgettable truth. Listen to this story in Luke chapter 7, 40 through 43. And Jesus answering to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." And he answered, "Say it, teacher." Jesus said, "A certain money lender had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii. A denarii is about a day's worth of wages. 100 denarii. And the other 50. When they could not pay, he canceled the debt of both. Now, which of them," here's a question Jesus asked, "which of them will love him more?" Simon answered, "The one, I suppose, for whom he canceled the larger debt." And he said to him, "You have judged correctly." There's a definite lesson each of us should learn from this story. Spiritual pride has no place in a relationship with Jesus. Spiritual pride provides the fertile soil for sin to sprout and grow. Only one person has ever told me, I could never have an affair. I can't believe guys do that. I could never have an affair. But you know what? You are ahead of me, aren't you? It turns out he did have an affair. You see, spiritual pride takes us down one way or another. This certainly does not mean we back down from the truth. It does mean we share the truth humbly with gentleness and respect, knowing that, as that old saying goes, "But for the grace of God, there go I." Love for God comes from an understanding of what he has forgiven. Grace receivers should be the very best grace givers. Grace never approves sin. It always paves the way for forgiveness. Father, we want to speak clearly. We must speak clearly regarding sin, but help us to speak clearly and boldly in love. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.